Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Wally Box here. Wally's our good friend, a long time original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he is he goes all the way back to 1997. That's right, when we first started. There's only a handful of folks who are still with me that can say that, and he's one of them. And we're not sure what mental defect causes him to continue to come back, but we're glad he has that one. And Wally's one of the guys we turn to for a lot of different things. But today we're going to talk about something that you probably need to think about doing if you aren't already, and that's blogging. Wally is the author of a number of books, including Net Income, which was his first one, a bestseller that sold something under a billion copies. And also Ruthless Focus, that's one of his newer ones. He's our good friend Wally. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I want you to know I'm getting professional help for that mental defense.
Right. Well, I hope not too much, because that's, we count on that kind of dysfunctional behavior for all of our Brain Trust members. Hey,
all I will say is that whenever I mention your name, my therapist just shakes his head sadly.
He rolls his eyes and says, "Okay, this is my retirement plan right here." Hey, Wally, when you're a columnist, people say, how's your writing coming? How are you doing writing this week? But when you blog, people don't say that. They say, how's your blogging coming?
So yeah, that's a problem.
What's the difference in blogging and writing?
Well, if you think there's a difference, then you got a problem.
But if you listen to the jargon,
good blogging per se is good writing. Frankly, the biggest difference for me when I quit writing a column, which was about 1,500 words a week, mm-hmm. and started blogging, was going to a shorter form, but it's still writing, and good writing still matters.
Right. Well, of course, the blogging democratized journalism, and I don't mean journalism in the reporting standpoint. I mean from the standpoint of journaling, because mm-hmm. blogging gave the average person a platform, whereas you know, most people prior to the internet and some of this new tech capabilities we have, the new applications of technology, prior to that, the closest thing we could do to get our message out, if we didn't have a column like you did and like I have, was to the letter to the editor. I started out doing that. What mm-hmm. about you?
I actually wrote a lot of letters to the editor. That was one of my ways to get noticed, part of my PR plan early in my process. And it worked really well.
Yep.
But you still had to count on the editor looking over it and, figuring out that it was the right one and then editing it, because they never published your whole letter. They only published chunks of it. But, the big thing that blogging gave people is a platform, an opportunity to get the word out that they didn't have before. And unfortunately, a lot of people figure that's all there is to it. All I got to do is say what they want to say, and off it goes.
Now, the word blog is a contraction of web log, right?
Right.
So when instead of saying web log, people just started saying blog, and that's kind of, it became a contraction. Now it's a real word, and blogging is a verb now. It's something you do, so if somebody's out there thinking right now, thinking about getting a message out, what would a small business owner want to start blogging about? Or why would they want to start blogging, I should say?
Well, one of the biggest ways is it gives you a way to stay in touch with people. It's a regular thing. Now, the corollary to that, and a piece of advice for a new blogger, is you need to be regular. If you decide you want to blog once a week, blogging once a week is good. It means every mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. And probably, it publishes on the same time because people get used to it.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
One obligation, I agree with you, if you have an obligation to people who read your stuff, it's to be dependable. They don't have to agree with what you say. You don't have to be you don't have to be Ernest Hemingway. You don't owe them that. But if you're going to do something like this, I think you do owe a responsibility to do it on a regular basis. My newsletter, we haven't missed a deadline in 15 years, but I know people who do newsletters and they'll get around to it, and you can't build a following that way.
No, you can't. I think, your newsletter is a good example of some of the things that I tell clients they want to do when they blog. It's consistent in terms of who you're writing to and what you're writing about. The individual topic's going to move around, but we can pretty much count that if I pick up a Jim Blassingame newsletter and I've got a small business, it's going to help me. And you do it regularly, which is what we always suggest that bloggers do, because people expect you to be there. Mm-hmm. And so once a week or once a day or whenever you do it, I've got a client overseas that writes in Spanish, and that blog comes out 3 times a week, but it's the same 3 days every week. And that's a big chunk of it.
Right. Well, one of the things that I think is important for small business owners is think about a blog. The website is maybe not as easy to change, or maybe the website is not a good place to put opinion or personal thoughts or whatever. But a blog for a business owner gives you the opportunity for your customers to see the human being behind the company.
That's really another strategy. It needs to be you. It needs to be you or your business. It needs to be the same consistent personality, right, as well as time.
Yeah, and this is major corporate CEOs are doing this. They can't say, they have to have the attorneys look over everything that they say that goes up on their website, but they can write a blog, and as long as it's their blog, they can say whatever they want to say. And it gives people, more and more, as you know, Wally, more and more people are interested in the human beings behind companies, whether they're small companies or big companies, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And just to pick up on that, one of the things that I've been finding is that when people are, like, researching you to do business with you,
yep,
if you've got a blog, they'll go look at that blog for, yep, exactly what you just said, Jim, to get a sense of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so when we come back, Wally's going to tell us about what your blog should look like. Give you some ideas on. Wally's a professional writer. He helps people with their writing, so he knows what he's talking about. When we come back, we're going to do that. WritingABookWithWally.com is his website. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.